Billy Cruz, trainer at Bemidji State, with us. Obviously, horrible news in high school hockey in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago with the Benilde St. Margaret incident, and there have been others now. From your standpoint, from just a purely athletic training and medical standpoint, are we seeing more hits from behind and dangerous hits? Are we seeing more concussions, or are more just being reported and more people kind of aware of it?
I think people are more aware of it. I mean, I don't think you see any more than you did years ago. I think people are reporting it more. The fan base is more aware of it. Players are more aware of it. Coaches are more aware of it. Everybody's more aware of it. And so I think when you have that, it just, you know, you see the numbers. They all of a sudden seem like there's so many more, and there isn't. The incidents in hockey this past week in the high school level were, it's tragic. And things always seem to happen in two or three is when tragic things happen. We may go another year, 2 years, 5 years down the road and never see it again. But for some reason, things happen like that.
You've been behind the bench for well over 500 games. How many have you seen where there was a hit, where ambulance, stretcher, backboard needed to be brought into play?
My experience, I've never had to do that myself, knock on wood. I know other schools have had that. We had a women's hockey game that I wasn't at where, you know, when the women's hockey players from the other team happened in a mid-ice collision, ended up getting backboarded, but everything turned out fine with her. But from, I've seen numerous hits, and collisions and falls into the boards where you thought maybe something was going to happen. But fortunately, the player was able to get up and skate off under their own power. It's always a scary thing for me when you see people going towards the boards. It's just scary when you see that.
I know you're not going to have an exact number, but of the injuries that you've had to deal with, say this year, how many of them were the result of a hit? 10%? 30, 50, 80? Give me a ballpark.
I would say, 10% or less have been directly resulted from a hit.
And in your mind, of those 10% of injuries, how many were illegal hits?
I don't think I had one. They were just good checks, hard checks that our player either wasn't prepared for or didn't see, and it's the nature of the beast in a collision sport.
Is there any way to legislate either with different rules, different equipment, injuries out of the game?
No, it's going to happen. Any type of collision sport where you're using your body to deter or punish your opponent by definition, you're going to have injuries, and they're going to happen. And then, unfortunately, some of them are very serious. Most of them aren't, and so it's just the nature of the sport. You can teach, and get your players to kind of understand the reasoning behind certain types of checks or what not to do during up against the boards. But things are going to happen. Players are going to trip. They're going to fall. They're going to run into somebody, and they're going to trip and fall. Things are going to happen.
Have you noticed, any of the other athletic trainers that you talk with, deal with, have they noticed a change in how the game is being taught?
We really haven't talked about that. It's just when we get talking on the road or whatever with another athletic trainer, it's just kind of how your team's doing and if you have any serious injuries, and not a whole lot of serious injuries, and we haven't really discussed too much about the teaching technique. But I've noticed it in our coaches this year, for one reason or another, the emphasis on keeping a stick on the ice, hands down, especially up against the boards, and really just battling for the puck instead of touching the other player. And that's, whether the coach is meant to be doing that from a standpoint of safety, if it's, just a better technique to try to get the puck, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.